This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's St. Patrick's Day parade is canceled for next year. Event organizers say it's unlikely a parade could be held safely or legally by March because of pandemic limits on public gatherings. The nonprofit that runs the parade says it hopes to plan smaller Irish-themed events with local businesses later in the year. COVID cases in western Colorado are up, and Mesa County is imposing tighter restrictions. Indoor gatherings are limited to 25 people. Events outside can have 75 people. Coronavirus was slow arriving to that part of the state this past spring, but cases have been up for a few weeks. A curfew for Pueblo goes into effect tonight. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports on the city's effort to curb a rise in coronavirus cases.
The curfew runs from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. It will be in place for at least 2 weeks. Violators could face a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. Mayor Nick Gradisar is also asking residents to avoid casual gatherings and family get-togethers.
We will get through this together, Pueblo. What kind of shape we'll be in at the end of this, and how many of our small businesses will survive this pandemic, depends on what we do today.
According to the state, Pueblo County has seen its average positivity rate among those tested rise to 6.1% over the last 2 weeks. And recently, its number of daily cases has been the highest since the start of the pandemic. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Pueblo's curfew has exceptions for people taking essential trips like to work or the pharmacy. This is CPR News.